سلام به همگی. من آنیتا هستم.
Hi everybody, I'm Anita. Welcome to PersianPod101.com's Persian in 3 Minutes, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Persian. In the last lesson, we learned several of the most common greetings in Persian. Do you remember them? In this lesson, we're going to learn a very useful phrase. Do you speak English? If you find yourself in a situation where you need assistance in English, this phrase can be a lifesaver. And because you're asking in Persian, you can be sure that everyone will understand what you're asking, even if their answer is no. Here's the informal and easy way to say it. İngilizce baladi. İngilizce baladi. In Persian, balad means can or to be able to. Adding I to the end makes it an informal question. İngilizce baladi means can you speak or communicate in English? Literally, it's can you English? However, this is only used in very informal situations with close friends. Now we're going to make this sentence more polite. By simply adding it to balad instead of I, it becomes a slightly more formal question. İngilizce baladit. İngilizce baladit. But it's always a good idea to be as polite as possible when addressing strangers. Here's the most polite form. آیا شما انگلیسی صحبت می کنید؟ آیا شما انگلیسی صحبت می کنید؟ Let's pay a close attention to a useful new word here. آیا is a question word used at the start of sentences to turn a regular sentence into a yes or no question. آیا شما انگلیسی صحبت می کنید means do you speak English? By adding ببخشید or excuse me, the sentence becomes even more polite. ببخشید آیا شما انگلیسی صحبت می کنید؟ ببخشید آیا شما انگلیسی صحبت می کنید؟ If someone replies to you in English, you'll know the answer to your question is yes. But if they answer you in Persian, you might receive one of these responses. بله. Yes. بله. یک کمی. A little. یک کمی. نه. من انگلیسی صحبت نمی کنم. No. I cannot speak English. نه. من انگلیسی صحبت نمی کنم. Or نه. من انگلیسی بلد نیستم. No, I can't speak English. نه, من انگلیسی بلد نیستم. Since this last example is a negative reply to a yes or no question, we need to say نه, meaning no, at the beginning of the sentence. We also said نمی کنم, meaning don't, after the verb صحبت, meaning talk or speak. Or نیستم, meaning am not, after the verb بلد, meaning can. Combined with صحبت, meaning talk or speak, now you know that صحبت نمی کنم means I don't speak, and صحبت می کنید means you speak. Also, نیستم is actually the negative version of هستم, but it looks slightly different in the negative form. Verbs and phrases change depending on the person speaking. Now it's time for Anita's advice. Persian people study the English language at school and love to use English, so most people will understand you if you speak to them in simple English. For those of you whose native language is not English, you can use this same basic question for any language you need. Here are some other language names in Persian. Italiayi, for Italian. Rusi, for Russian. Espanyayi, for Spanish. And Almani, for German. In this lesson, we mentioned that the expression bebakhshid means excuse me. But did you know that this could also be used as an apology? In the next lesson, we will learn this and other ways to apologize in Persian. It's never too late to show your good manners when speaking with Persian people. I'll see you in our next Persian in 3 Minutes lesson. Hodafez!